Blog Talk Radio.
And it just continued in the family. I kept on seeing stuff walking out of my wardrobes in my bedroom, but I just thought it was normal, and it was just the way it went for me. And then through my years, I started to see more and more. I started to hear more and more. I started to understand a little bit more, but obviously we still need coaching, even if we're born with this. So, and then around the age of 18, I decided to actually just land on my feet, really, or jump feet first into Paul and do mind, body, spirit fairs. But it was actually at this age, the 18 years of age, that I had no way of doing readings apart from spirit linking. And I thought, actually, people want to see things. You know, they want to see something in front of them. They want to see a visual effect of some sort, tarot cards or SAM reading. But I didn't know how to do that at that time. So I came up with the idea of doing a tree reading. So I was 18 years old when I'd done a tree reading, and it's developed from there on. And the idea of the tree reading is that it's an essence of you. I've had some really mad things. I've had people phoning me up saying, what, do I need to cut down a tree in my garden and bring it round to you and you give me a reading from that? It's not like that at all. I get you to draw a picture of a tree. And actually, this is something I will be doing on the radio as well. Not tonight, because there is still some technicality thing issues that we need to sort out on how we can go around this. So just bear with me on that, okay? And I'll probably announce it next week. Excuse the dog in the background. We've got a sick dog. So so from there on, I was doing mind, body, spirit fairs with my tree reading. I'm actually writing a book about the tree readings. And so that's, I mean, really, that's me. I mean, I actually work alongside a lovely medium called Michelle Morgan. We do development groups. And you know, it's just the way it is at the moment. We share our experiences, our knowledge of the spiritual realms, and linking into spirits to others, you know, to people that are like-minded. They want to know a bit more. And really, I mean, going back to my family, it's only really recently that part of my family have really understood that how much this means to me. So is there a question that you would like to ask me? Is there something that's bugging you? Is there something that's going on in your house that you want questions on? If so, okay, so I'm going to open the phone lines. Okay, I'll carry on talking about myself. Not that I like talking about myself, I like talking to you guys. So, and, you know, come in with a question. And also, if you know the answers to the questions, you could be a winner. So, okay, we got the competition for the lovely Oscar show, okay, down in Dorset, okay, for the 11th of March. Okay, and the question was quite simply, was what year or what age did I start doing tree readings? Okay, and then we have the ghost hunt. On the 21st, is it the 21st? Let me just check my paperwork. Yep, 21st of April. Okay, Woodchester Mansion. This is a place that's been done by Most Haunted. We're going to do it as a great venue. I have to say, as a great venue. I don't know anything about it, but it'd be interesting to do. So so I'll just ask the producer if he can just open the phone lines, see if we get any callers coming through. So I'm just trying to think now of the other thing I was going to mention to you. What was I going to mention? So, yeah, actually, let me tell you quickly about my sister. That's quite amazing. My sister was actually picked up by spirit, which is, I think, is an amazing thing. She talks about it, but she's very, very coy. You know, she doesn't really want to know, you know, let people know about it. So, yes. So let's hope. Is there any callers out there? Come on, phone in. And anyway, so I'm just waiting for the producer to phone in for me. Hi, Shelley. Let's open the phone lines. I think we've got Shelley on the line.
Hello, this is Shelley.
Hi, Shelley.
And hi there. I was wondering if you can tell me what you see for my career. I'm on a job hunt, and I'm hoping something is really going to come for me this year soon.
Okay, Shelley. Thanks for phoning in. Whereabouts are you, my dear?
I'm in San Francisco.
San Francisco. Wow, okay. Okay, let me see what I've got. I was going to ask Spirit. Can I see if they can come forward for me? Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Okay. Right, I'll tell you what I'm picking up at the moment. I'm feeling very busy around you, Shelley. Would you understand that information? I'm feeling very, very busy. It's like you lead a hectic life at the moment. Do you understand this information?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. And while I'm talking to you, okay, and I'm opening myself to spirit realms, I'm actually being drawn to the attention of a lady in spirit, but she's being accompanied by a man also. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. And I'm being drawn to the feeling that actually this lady is probably a grandmother figure. Okay, thank you. She's telling me on the mum's side of the family that she's coming from. So you'd understand this information. Grandmother figure on your mum's side.
Oh yes, absolutely. I've
Okay.
been thinking about her very much today.
Okay. Okay. She's talking to me about a blockage. There's a blockage in energy around you at the moment. Okay, thank you. Okay. I'm just asking her quickly what she means by the blockage. Okay. Okay, thank you. What she's saying is that she's talking to me about lots of things being filled out or signed or like paperwork. It's like your head's in paperwork. Is that do I understand? Understand this?
Yes, I'm sending out a lot of resumes.
Okay. Thank you. Right. And also, she's talking to me about a legal document, but I'm not talking about problems with the law or anything like this. But maybe a job with a legal department or something like this. Would you understand that?
Not yet.
Okay. Let me work with this one. Okay. Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. What's the legal part to do with? Okay. Right. But she's talking to me about legal document, an application or something like that. Something to do with policing. Okay. Something to do with authority, she's telling me. Okay. Okay. Thank you,
Okay.
sweetheart. Okay. Okay. So thank you, sweetie. Okay. Because what she's doing, thank you. She's showing me flashing blue lights, okay? Flashing blue lights. Now, I know you're not going to make sense of this, okay? But I'm just trying to think of your question that was asked about your work, what's coming up. So I think maybe you should look along the lines of working for maybe like a police department or a law firm out there. Thank you, sweetheart. As I'm talking about this, she's coming in and she's showing me a dog as well for some reason. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. And this dog's quite bouncy. Thank you. Okay, thank you. I don't feel this is a dog that she would have owned or you would have owned, but I do feel this is what's going on here. She's showing me that there should be some sort of enjoyment in your life as well. Okay, thank you. Yes. Okay, she's telling me there's not enough going on as enjoyment. So it's like you're stuck in a rut, if you understand that
Yes.
term. Okay.
Yes.
And you're not okay, thank you. You're not enjoying yourself, she's telling me. She says you're just not enjoying yourself. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Let me calm down. Okay. She's quite forceful with this, okay? She's telling me that you've almost lost your spark for some reason.
Yes.
Okay, sweetheart. Okay. Thank you. What's that to do with then, sweetheart? Okay. She's showing me okay. Okay, she showed me a little girl. She actually showed me two children, but she's highlighting one, which is a girl. Okay, so there's a young girl around you at the moment. Do you understand this?
I have a childhood picture of me, but I don't have any children or any other young children around me, but I have a picture of me.
But she's okay. Thank you. She's her face is beaming. Okay. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. I understand now. Okay, because she's okay. What she's doing is she wants you to remember. Like there's always a child within us. Okay, and sadly sometimes it gets lost. Okay, so we have to really sort of look back on ourselves, enjoy things. Be a bit of a kid sometimes, but have enjoyment. Okay, thank you. She's telling me there's frustration going on in your life because it's like you're writing something. you scribble it out and you throw it away. It's like, oh, just you know, why haven't I got the right thing yet? That sort of moment. Yeah. Do you understand this? Yeah.
Yes,
okay.
Sir, yes.
And she's just telling me thank you, sweetheart. She's just telling me that if you keep doing this, you keep putting the block out. So you just need to go out. I feel like saying the word chill. You need to go out, chill. You know, go to a bar or a movie. Go with some friends. Have a laugh. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. She's concerned more with the spark. Okay. She's telling me get the spark back. You get everything you want. Okay. This is what she's saying is there's good times ahead. Okay. You are going to get the job that you're after. Okay. But I feel that maybe you should look more towards the authority side of work. Okay. Okay. Thank you. Something new. She's telling me something new. Okay.
Good.
Okay. Are you happy with that, sweetheart?
Oh yes, yeah. I was thinking of her very much today because 35 years ago she passed away today,
and I
was acknowledging her. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. If you want a copy of your reading, okay, don't forget that it's in the archives. You can go to www.mikespirit.fm and rerun or listen back to your actual reading. Okay, sweetie.
I will. God bless.
And bless you too. Okay. Let's go back to the phone lines, and I believe we may have, is it Milamix? Is that right? Am I pronouncing it right? I'm going back to the phone. Okay, let's try again. Let's go for, is it Rita? Are you there, Rita?
Hi.
Are you Rita, are you?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. And whereabouts are you, sweetheart?
Where am I located, you said?
Yep.
In California.
California. Oh, lovely. Okay. And how can I help you this evening?
I would like some insight on my current relationship.
Can you hear me okay?
Where do you see it? Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you. How can I help you? Is there a question you want to ask about me? Okay.
A question. I would like some insight on my current relationship and where do you feel this or see this going?
Okay. Just give me a couple of minutes just to link in. Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay. So, guys, while I'm linking, okay, let me just explain what I'm doing, okay? If you hear me saying, yes, okay, thank you, sweetheart, I'm talking to my helpers, my guides, and also your loved ones as well. Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Okay, I'm feeling an energy around you, okay, sweetheart, quite a big energy. So I feel like the gentleman you're with is quite big. When I say quite big, I feel he's quite broad, okay? I'm not saying fat, he's overweight. I just feel he's quite broad in shoulders. Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Right. Okay. Okay. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. I'm being drawn to the idea, okay, that obviously things, I want to say things aren't quite right. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay, say again, sweetheart, can I hear you properly? Okay, thank you. She's giving me the impression that there's been lots of debates or arguments going on.
Yes, it's a little stagnant right now.
Okay. Okay. There seems to be a pattern here, okay, because she's also telling me, okay, thank you, sweetheart. She's also telling me that it's like, again, like the last call, the spark has seemed to have been lost. Okay, thank you. Now, when I want you to understand this, okay, the spark is different to the love, okay? The spark is something we can get back, okay? The love is there. I'm being told the love is there, but the spark is not there. Okay, thank you. I'm being told the word depression. There's a depression here. So whether it's either actually a mentality state of either yourself or your partner, or it's just a feeling around. So there's a depression around you. Okay, thank you. She's telling me it's almost like you're expecting to have another argument at any stage. Does that make sense?
You broke up. I almost expect them what?
You almost expect to have an argument at somewhere along the line. It's almost expected to be part of the normal world for you at the moment. Does that make sense?
Not an argument. It's just a debate on where this is going, and he knows it's kind of like long overdue, and he's kind of like holding back. But he said he would do it, and it just he's confusing me, and I just want to know what is his true feelings and intentions with me. Because right now he's like hiding under a rock, and it's like, you know, I told him let me know what you want to do so I can make a decision. Just
don't give me too much information. Don't give me too much. Yeah. Let me work with this. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay.
Okay,
right. Okay, really? He has that? Okay, thank you. I'm being told, okay? And let me explain who's actually telling me this to. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. I've got a lady here, okay? She's telling me she's a grandmother. Thank you. But I'm feeling a male influence here. So this is a grandmother on the male side of the family, so the father's side, okay? Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Lovely lady. It could be okay. Thank you. If you don't recognise it to be your nan, it will probably be your great nan. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now what she's telling me is she's actually watching. Okay, and it's almost thank you, sweetheart. She's telling me that he's been in some sort of situation like this before, he's quite nervous about commitment. Okay. Thank you. But also thank you. Dare I say this? It's like he's a bit afraid because sometimes you can be a bit pushy. Would you understand this?
To a point, yeah, a little. But yeah, it's been like 5 years. I don't think I'm that pushy, like, you know. But anyway, yes, I can see that.
Okay. Right, sweetheart. Thank you. Okay. What's that you're going to give me? She's just giving me something. What's that? Okay. Okay. I don't understand. Okay. She's giving me a ruler. Okay, very strange. Give me a ruler, but I almost feel like I want to smack my hands with it. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because she's telling me it's becoming a habit. Okay, so this situation is becoming a habit, not for you, as a whole. I feel okay. Thank you, sweetheart. So, okay, where does she go with this one, sweetheart? Okay. Right. She's saying there's a trust thing here as well. Okay, can you confirm there's actually a trust issue here as well?
Not so much, a little bit, because it's a difference, of course. I kind of get curious and stuff, but yeah, to a small point, yes.
Okay, right, thank you, sweetheart. Okay, because I will tell you now, okay, I can feel that Ahachi really adores you, okay? He's just frightened, okay? He's like a lost little puppy at the moment. Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay. I'm also being told you treat them mean, keep them keen, but if you understand that expression, but it doesn't fit strongly with this. It's an expression. So it's just, I want to go the opposite to this and just say to you, because I know I can feel his energy, I can feel his admiration for you. He does love you. He's just frightened of the situation. Does he or does he not commit? You know, what will happen there? Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Okay. I'm getting conflicting information here. I feel with this gentleman that he's mature, but yet he's quite young of mind. Would you make sense of that? So he's a bit of a kid.
Yes.
He's
very mature. Of course, he has his childish side. Do you see marriage for us in a long road down? I mean, in the road down. Do you see? Do she sees that with us?
Okay, I'll be honest, not in the near future, okay, because obviously there's this situation, issue that needs to be resolved, so, okay, what's that then, sweetheart? Okay, well, okay, this lady, there's a wedding dress, okay, she's showing me a wedding dress now, okay, but she's showing me that it's actually quite old, so this is something that's been passed down, and she's just saying to me she can't wait for you to see you in it, or there's a particular dress that you're after and she can't wait to see you in it. Okay. Is that going to be a marriage soon? 6 months, 12 months? Okay. Okay, she's given me the number four. Okay, so I'm looking at a 4-year time span with this, okay? This is not, you know, obviously I don't do predictions, but, and it's, you know, this is all free will here, so.
Could it be May, like May of next year? Because 4 years seems like a long time and I've been with him almost 6 years now.
Okay, Well, all I can give you, sweetheart, at the moment is the number 4. So
okay.
I can't tell you if it's 4 years, 4 months, or 4 days. Okay, it's just, she's just giving me the number 4. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. And I'll be honest, sweetheart, that's all I'm getting from her at the moment. Okay.
So, Thank you. You're very good.
No.
Do you have a website?
Sorry, say again.
Do you have a website or something?
I do. Yep, I do. You can get me on www.nick-humphreys.com.
Can you put that in the chat room just for anybody else? Because I think your system, the tree. So do you use the tree reading?
The tree reading. Yeah, I'll be talking a bit more about the tree reading just before the end of the show. So,
I cut you off really quick. I know you were going to say something. Is there something else you wanted to add?
Sorry, say it again. I missed that.
I cut you off. I know you were just going to say something. Is there something else you would like to add to my reading?
I was just going to say, just remember that, this guy that you're with actually does love you, okay? He just sees the world in you, but he's just nervous. So just take it, one step at a time with him, okay? Because he's been there before, okay? He's been in a situation before. He's just got scared off really, really quick.
Okay. So just take it. And then really, really quick, when do you feel that he will reach out to me next? Because I try to reach him, but right now he's hiding under a rock, which is fine. He's done this before. When do you think that he will reach out? Because he knows that when he reaches out, he's going to have to finally talk and open up to me. Like, he's kind of avoiding the conversation. So when do you feel that he will reach out next to me? Because the ball is in his court.
You said it right there. Your answer is right there, okay? He's avoiding the conversation, okay? Because I feel, as I said in the reading, I feel that this is always keeps cropping up. When? When are we going to talk? When are we going to do this? When are we going to do that? Okay? Back off a little bit, okay? Give him some space. Just all you need to do to him is just say, look, you know I love you. You know I trust you. You know I want to be with you. End of story. And leave it at that. Just say, tell him, I'm going to be here. Let's see how things go. Don't rush it, okay? I do see a really nice relationship between the two of you, and I see a long-lasting relationship. But you just need to take time and remember that he's been scared before, okay? He's been hurt badly before as well, okay? From a previous relationship. Okay, sweetheart, so if you want a copy of this reading, okay, it's in the archives on www.mikespirit.fm, okay? And
Thank
you can get that anytime you like. You're welcome, sweetheart. Have a lovely day, and I'll speak to you again soon. Okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to go to, open the lines again and see who we've got there. I think we've got Dee, I believe. Dee, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Dee. Where are you from, sweetheart?
Hi. I'm from Maine.
You're from Maine? Wow.
Yes.
Lovely. Isn't it great how far we reach? So, how can we help you? How can I help you this evening?
Well, I'm kind of wondering about something. I can't figure it out for myself, but there's a friend of mine. We met on Tagged. We almost met in 2010, but he got a bee in his bonnet, and we didn't. We connect off and on. Is he sort of one of those people that he can be friendly as heck 1 minute, and the next minute he's totally ignoring me?
Okay.
And we just reconnected on Tagged again yesterday. I was looking around, wondering if he was still around, because I knew his profile had disappeared.
Okay.
And
don't
I
give
had
me too much information. Don't give me too much information.
Sorry.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I know that.
No, you're
all
right, sweetheart. No. Sorry. don't feed the medium, as we say. Okay. Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. Because as I'm listening to you, okay, and I'm feeling your energy, and I'm asking spirit to come forwards. Okay. Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Would you use that word? Okay. I'm not gonna say it online. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Right. Okay. I've got this lovely energy coming through, okay, for you, okay? And I want to say she's actually quite protective of you, okay? Thank you. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. And she's giving me a mum feeling here, okay? So do you understand that your mum is in spirit? Is that correct?
Yes, she is.
Okay, all right, okay. And she's telling me he's a no good do-gooder. Okay, he's a okay. I don't know if that's right, the terminology. Okay, but that's the word she's wanting me to tell you. Okay, thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay, okay. So so what she? Okay, right. She's quite fanatic about this. Okay, she's quite her energy is her energy is ripe. It's you know, she is in spirit as she is in light, as she was in life, you know, on the earth plane. She's she's quite ambient. She's a very, very colourful lady, you know, as in like very pleasant to be with, but you don't want to cross with her, okay, because she's telling me this gentleman she's on about is no good, okay? It's like, okay, thank you, sweetheart. I hope you don't mind me saying this, okay?
Okay, go ahead.
No, go on. So do you understand this information?
I was really wondering about, even though, because I have someone in my life now,
okay.
I'm just thinking that because there's such a draw to him, he's an Irishman, dang good looking, beautiful voice. And
right,
I'm thinking
okay.
We must have some sort of karmic thing going on here.
Okay. Okay. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Okay. She gives me an impression, okay, that this gentleman that's in question is a man that would like to, how do I say it gently? Okay, thank you. Has a lady in every port. That's what she's telling me to say it calmly. Okay.
Exactly what she's putting. Yeah.
Okay. But she's telling me also on top of this that he's actually, as you say, he's got a lovely energy. Okay. Okay. But he's not. I don't want to say he's not one to be trusted. It's just that he likes to play the field, or he will promise you all sorts of stuff, and then he will disappear for 6 months, that sort of stuff. Okay. Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. What are we going to do about this then, darling? Okay. 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 And she's giving me the word bubbles. Do you understand the word bubbles? I don't understand why she's giving me the word bubbles. There's a connection for bubbles here. Okay. Bubbles?
Bubbles?
Okay.
No, the
yeah.
only thing I can think of is a joke that I wouldn't repeat on air that my ex didn't understand.
Okay, but don't go there then.
No, we won't. No, no. I just wondered if there was a karmic connection between Brendan and myself, because I can't figure it out. I shouldn't have said as much as I did because I know better because I'm a medium, but I can't figure out what the draw is when there is somebody else in my life that I'm sure is the right one. But there's
okay.
always something about Brendan that draws me in, and I figure we must have some sort of karmic past life thing going on.
Okay, okay. What is the connection, sweetheart? Can you tell me that? What's the connection? Okay, okay, okay. Thank you. Okay, I'm just trying to just trying to linking a little bit more for it. Okay, sweetheart. Okay, I'll be honest. She keeps going on about this bubbles at the moment.
Friend named Bubbles, I remember.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She called her Bubbles, and her son was my age, but I don't know what that would have to do with anything.
Okay. Right. Okay, let me have a look. Let me have a look. Can you show me that? Okay. We need to know the connection. I'm asking Spirit now just to give me a bit more information about the connection between you and this Irish guy. Okay. I don't want to say it because you've already said it in your expression of him, of a past life issue. Okay. Not that it's an issue or a problem. Okay, thank you. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay. So it's very strange because I'm getting a brother-sisterly link here, okay? She's talking about brother-sisterly, okay, but she's standing there and she's got her arms crossed and she's waving her hands at me. So she's crossing her arms and then waving her hands at me. So, okay, thank you, sweetheart. So it's like she wants to back off, okay, back away a little bit, but it's almost like a warning that, you know, you don't need to go there, that sort of thing, okay? Okay. 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 Thank you. Okay. Would you understand at some stage, or maybe this is coming up, that he would have asked you for money, or there was money exchanged somewhere along the lines? Do you understand this?
He wouldn't have asked me for money. The man is very, very is quite well off. He's the vice president of marketing and sales for a company out of Ireland, because I have checked him out. I just find that out
right.
last year.
Okay.
He's well off. He doesn't need my money.
Okay. But she's talking about money, anyway. An exchange of money. And I don't know what it's for, but she's talking about a question over money. She's gonna, she's saying it again. There is or was or there's going to be an exchange of money. Now I don't know what this is. I'm not saying it's money laundering or anything like that. Okay, thank you. Okay.
Unless he wants to help me with my jewelry making business or something.
It could. I'm not fitting the two together, but it could be. But she keeps on about a money exchange of some reason. Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay.
So this is, I feel this is something that you need to watch out for. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Right. Okay. Okay, sweetheart. Okay. She's just telling me to tell you that George is there as well. George is there in the spirit world. Do you understand the name George in spirit world connected to? Okay. Thank you.
Her uncle, perhaps,
okay.
My great-uncle George.
Okay, she just gave me the name. I'll tell her that George is here with me as well. Okay, George. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Thank you for that.
That's all I can think of is my great-uncle George.
Okay. Okay, and she's talking about too many cats for some reason. Too many cats.
I only have three.
Okay. But she's talking about too many cats.
Well, I have had too many, but I don't know. I have three.
Okay. Well, so what she's doing, she's just giving that little bit of evidence for you that she's around, she's watching, okay? And she's watching and she's there. She's also protecting you. Let me just run over this again because she's telling me about this gentleman, no good. Okay, thank you. Money exchange. Right, she's just going through it again. And she's telling me to listen now. Okay, I'm listening. Okay. She's telling me to tell you, you take care. Okay. So, for some reason, you take care. Okay. What I was saying about trust. She doesn't trust this man. Okay. She's telling me she doesn't trust this man. There's something not quite right with this man. Okay. And that's. I know I haven't answered your question. If there's a past life thing or anything like that with this guy, but she's just telling me she doesn't trust this man. She's giving you the evidence that she's watching. Telling me too many cats. And George is in spirit as well. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so we are. She is talking about Brendan.
Are you talking about Brendan, sweetheart? Yeah,
okay.
She is.
I just wanted to make sure because I wanted to make sure she wasn't talking about Tony, the man in England.
Okay.
Just checking to be sure I knew which one she didn't like.
Okay.
Because I'm hoping she likes Tony.
Is it the Irish gentleman you don't trust, sweetheart?
Yes. Brendan from Galway.
Irish. Yeah, Irish gentleman. She's okay. Quite clearly, I can hear that. I can hear and feel that energy. That she's adamant. She doesn't like that gentleman. Okay.
Okay.
So I know I haven't answered your question wholly. Okay, but I hope that helps you.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, it does. I just, I'm just thinking that there's something about him that draws me because before we met. When he was in the States, he told me the second time we actually talked on the phone, he said, "You have an Irishman now," and then things went funny, and he's funny. So I just wondered if there was some sort of past life connection that was causing me to always be drawn to this man.
Right.
Because
okay.
I'm not going to marry him.
No.
I knew that. No.
No,
I
mean, with soulmates, obviously, we always have a connection with soulmates. And people always come into our lives for a particular reason. And once that reason has been and gone, these spirits, they back away to do whatever they need to do for somebody else. Okay, so if you need a copy of this reading, obviously, you can go to the archives on www.mikespirit.fm. Okay, sweetheart?
Thank you. I'll download this later and keep it. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart. Okay.
Bye.
So you're welcome. Bye. Okay. So okay, guys. Let's just remind you, we've got this competition going as well. Okay. So we've got three pairs of tickets to go and see Oscar. Okay, in Dorset, and one pair of tickets. Okay, to go to Woodchester Mansion on a ghost hunt with myself and the Ultimate Paranormal Experience team. Okay. So we're just going to go to a song. Okay. And we'll go for a bit of a break. And when we come back, we need to get rid of these tickets. And I'll speak to you in 2-3 minutes. Well, that was the late great Michael Jackson with the Jackson 5. Yeah, what a great track. And before we go back to the telephone lines, okay, I really, really want to, obviously this is my first show on the radio, okay, I really want to get rid of these tickets, okay? I set two questions. The first question for Oscar's show in Dorset was, what age was I when I came up with the idea of tree reading, okay? If you weren't listening before, I'll give you the answer in a couple of minutes. The other thing was for the ghost hunt, okay? For a pair of tickets, okay, courtesy of the Ultimate Paranormal Experience. Okay, I need to get rid of these two tickets, otherwise Steve, the organizer, the owner, okay, who'll be on my back later on, okay, and it's to Woodchester Mansion on the 21st of April, which obviously I'm the resident medium. And so the answer or the question for that competition was, what time did my show start at 9:30 this evening? Okay, so the first question was, at what age was I when I started the tree readings at 18? Okay, so phone in, come on guys, phone in, get these tickets. Okay, I've got three pairs for Oscar's show, got a pair of tickets for the ghost hunt. So, you know, tree readings, 18. Okay, I'm giving away the answers here. Come on, it's so easy. Okay, and what time did my show start at 9:30 this evening? Okay, so hopefully we get some UK callers come in, and we can obviously give away these lovely prizes. Come on, let's get excited about this. You know, this is great. You know, the first show, and you're getting all these gifts. Okay, just showering with gifts. Okay, so. Okay, let's go back to the telephone lines. Okay, I think we may have, is it Kathy? Kathy, you there?
Hello. Yeah.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Hi, Nick. How are you?
I'm very well, actually. Thank you very much. And whereabouts are you calling from?
North Carolina.
North Carolina, wow. See, I just love I just love how far we reach, okay? It's just so great.
Yes.
Okay, and
did
how
you
can
have
I
a
help?
Chance to breathe during the break? Because those last three readings were intense.
Did I have a chance to breathe? No, actually,
breathe.
I was dancing. No, I was dancing. I was dancing around the room.
You were dancing?
Room.
Okay, well, you had a chance to breathe then. You got 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah, maybe
bit.
I did. Yeah, absolutely.
If you were dancing, then you had a chance to relax.
Oh, it uplifts the spirit and the, you know, the energy as well, which is great.
Yes.
So,
well,
how can I help
you? Wonderful to speak to you.
Oh,
I wanted to
likewise.
Ask you about my relationship with my husband. We've been together for 38 years, and the last 10 have been not so good, and the last 5 have really not been good. And sometimes I wonder if I should be throwing in the towel or if I just should hang in there hoping that it's going to get better.
Again, don't say too much, okay? In fact,
okay,
you probably
I'm
said
done.
Way too much already, okay? It seems to be the theme tonight. It's the theme, definitely, about you know, relationships.
Sorry, I was
okay?
trying to make it
no,
easy
no,
on
not
you.
At all. Not at all. Okay. Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. Because even my guides are standing next to me, going, "Wow, you know, this is great. You know, let's just talk about this." Okay. Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. Bring them in for me, please. Okay. Thank you. I'm being drawn to the attention of a gentleman in spirit. Okay. Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Okay. I'm getting a granddad and a dad feel with this gentleman, okay? So you understand you've got a granddad and maybe a father in spirit? You understand this?
Right. I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay. I want to take your attention to the grandfather, okay? Because he's the one that I feel is the strongest one here at the moment, okay? Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Okay. And he's telling me for you to remember, okay? Okay, remember what, sweetheart? Okay. Okay, thank you. I don't know if you'll be able to remember this, or if this is something you may have to ask family members, okay? But he's taking my attention to a stage in his life, okay, where he was married for a long period of time, and like yourself, he's telling me he came to this point of when he didn't know what to do, okay? Thank you. Okay, thank you. He's telling me he stuck it out, and it was the best decision that he ever made, okay? Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Would you understand this information that he's given me so far? You will understand
I knew my grandmother and grandfather when I was very young, and he My grandmother had Alzheimer's for the last 9 years of her life, and he took care of her even though she didn't even know him.
Yep, and this is what he's drawing attention for, okay? Because they were together for a long period of time, okay? Okay.
All of their lives almost.
Exactly this, okay? And this is what he wants to draw your attention to, okay? Okay, thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Okay. This is quite simple, okay? He's saying to me, you know, even though sometimes we feel like we have nothing, it's when we have everything. That's what he's saying to me, okay? I feel your husband's got such a nice energy, okay? Okay, thank you. I want to say... thank you. I get an impression, actually, he was quite a hard worker. You'd understand this information about your husband. He was quite a hard worker, okay?
He is.
Do you understand? Yeah?
22
okay.
to be, yes.
Yeah, which is what I was going to go on to say, because sometimes he just wants to relax a little. He feels that, you know, he's deserved that little bit of relaxation time, okay? Okay, thank you. But again, let me draw your attention to the grandfather, because he's coming in and he's just saying, but you tell her to remember, okay? Even when it's hard, that's when we have to remember the good things, okay? Your question to me is about, you know, do I throw in a towel? Sweetheart, I can't tell you if you should or you shouldn't, but what I will tell you is that you've got such a strong bond together, okay? I think it would be a waste, okay? Okay? Okay, this word, the spark, is coming back up. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Because I'm being shown a candle. I'm being shown a single candle. Okay. Thank you. So this should be around you, coming up relatively soon, some sort of celebration. Do you understand this? You will understand this. Because it's quite significant, because they're showing me one candle, and it's a lit candle. Thank you. It's almost like remembrance. Okay?
Okay.
You understand this?
Not now, but I will look for that.
Okay. Right, let me work a little bit more for you.
I will look for that if it's coming.
Yeah. Let me work a little bit for you.
The only thing that's coming up in the near future is my youngest daughter's 21st birthday.
Okay.
It's the only thing that I know that's planned.
Okay, so yeah. Thank you. Okay. Because I'm being also drawn to... I'm walking up and down, okay? Let me describe what I'm doing, okay? I'm pacing, okay? I do it for building up the energy, but also because they show me things. And if you remember, actually, before, in the break, I said I was dancing. And, yeah, it's a great track to dance to, but because he's drawing my attention to dancing. Okay, thank you. Thank you. He's telling me this is something that would have been done either by your grandfather or by yourselves. You would have gone out to a ball or a dance or something like this. You understand this?
I love to dance.
Yeah,
I love to dance. Even if I'm alone.
Yep.
I love to dance.
Thank you. Thank you for that information. Okay. He's telling me there's a ball coming up. There's a party. I know you said it's about the 21st birthday party. It's not that, but he's telling me there's like a ball coming up. You know, thank you. Is it like in a community hall or something like that? He's telling me there's something coming.
That's possible.
Okay. Yes. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Okay. He's telling me you need to go to this. You need to go to this, and you need to just party. Let your hair down. Thank you. But not just you. I'm talking about you as a union, a couple.
Okay.
Okay.
But I try to get him to go to those, and he won't go. I do try. And they do come up often in the community.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart. What I'm doing now, I'm just asking, okay? Is there anything you can do a bit more? Okay, sweetheart, okay. Okay. Ooh, really? I don't want to go there.
I'm sorry, that probably sounded like a witch.
No, not at all. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I'll say it in a nice way. Okay, in the only way I could think possible. Okay, and I want to say romance. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, sweetheart. How do I say this? I can't say this over the air. He's talking
just
about.
Say it.
Well, he's just talking about romance. Okay. Element of surprise, I'm being told. Taken by surprise. And I'm not talking about just shoving a suit on him and dragging him down to his community hall. I'm talking of
something a little bit more.
Yes. That's the only way I can say
I know what you're talking about.
Okay. okay, thank you. Thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Okay. He's drawing my attention to your house, okay? I believe in your house you have, obviously, you've got an upstairs to your house. It's not a single floor. You have an upstairs?
No. It's a single floor. There's a basement, but it's never been finished.
Right, okay.
So I just consider it a single floor.
Okay. Because he's drawing my attention to... have you got wooden floors? Because he's showing me wooden floors.
No, wooden floors.
Okay. Let me work with this, because he's showing me wooden floors. Now, this is... Okay, thank you.
Well, there's one section of wooden floor by the front door.
Right, and he's talking about a squeaky floorboard.
Oh, there's a squeaky floorboard where I exercise. It's not a wooden floor. I mean, it's wood, but there's carpet over it, but I had to move where I exercise because it's so squeaky.
Okay, because he's showing me a squeaky floorboard. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay. Tell her what, sweetheart. He's talking about prancing around. There's a couple of issues here, okay? He's talking about prancing around and also something shining, okay? So let's talk about his prancing around first. Okay, he sees you prancing around, okay? I don't know if that's quite right.
He sees me prancing around when I'm doing my aerobics, I bet.
Yeah, but he's also, I think the key thing here is the shiny thing, okay? Okay. It's drawing my attention to either a mirror, okay, or something sparkly that would be a reflection in a window, okay? Okay, thank you.
I've got both. I've got a huge china cabinet that's mirrored, and beyond that is the sliding glass doors.
Right. The reason he's drawing my attention to these is because... Okay, thank you. Are these in the same locations to where the squeaky floorboard would be?
Yes, because, both are.
Okay. So I know I'm in the right room. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Okay, because... Okay. Oh, really? Okay. You'd understand that actually this glass cabinet, okay?
Yeah.
The door is opened on its own, he's telling me. The door is opened on its own, or it's either closed on its own or it's opened on its own. Okay, thank you. There's a couple of elements, because he's showing me the door. To me, it's opening. Okay, the door is opening. Okay, also he's showing me a reflection. Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Is that you or is that the other gentleman? It's him. Okay, thank you. He's showing me a reflection. So because he's showing me the light reflection of the mirror or the glass. What he's basically saying is that he's been trying to show himself to you. Okay. He's been trying to show himself to you in reflection, but he keeps trying, and he keeps showing me a spark. So you would understand, actually, in that room, sometimes you will see in the corner of your eye a spark, a flash of light in that room.
I do all the time.
That's him, and he's trying to show himself in reflection. You know, when you look in the mirror or you close the doors or something like that and you see the reflection, he's trying to stand there and show you the reflection. But every time he does it, it's a spark, it's a flash.
It is a flash.
Okay? Okay? Which is wonderful. Okay? Right. Okay, I'm going to come to the end of this now, okay? Okay.
He is the love of my life. He always has been.
Okay. Okay, so... Okay, the last few words, because his energy is drawing back now, he's just saying, can you give her my love, okay? Keeps saying, remember, remember, remember. So remember everything he said, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sweetheart. I'm going to have to leave it there, okay? Okay?
Okay,
so obviously if you want a copy of this reading, please go to the archives on www.mike.spirit.fm, okay? And, it will be there for you whenever you need it. Okay, sweetheart? So, love and blessings to you.
Nick, thank you so much for the reading. I've spoken to you one other time on your first appearance on my show.
Oh, really?
Yes,
oh, wow.
I have.
Okay.
Cool. I'm the same Kathy from North Carolina that you talked to then. And
you know,
I'm
Kathy,
thank
I've
you
got such...
that I wish you so much love and so much success, because I think you're always, as you would say, spot on.
Oh,
so my blessings
that,
go out to you.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I will
so
follow
nice.
You. You're wonderful.
Wow. Okay, sweetheart.
Follow
That's
him, guys.
So nice.
He's wonderful.
God okay,
bless,
guys.
Nick.
Okay, cheers. Cheers, thank you. Anyway, guys, obviously my show's going to draw to a close. excuse me. I believe Mike is going to, obviously Mike's been listening in, and Mike's going to come on into the show now. Mike, you there?
Yeah, Nick, hi. I must say congratulations on your first show, absolutely amazing. Nick, I know that you've been asking the UK callers to come in, and they have been calling.
Have they?
They have. They've been calling in their droves, to be honest. I know that we got Lisa James calling in, and she's desperate for those Ghost Hunt tickets, and so is Paul Parker, desperate for Ghost Hunt tickets,
okay.
And desperate for the Oscar tickets as well.
Yep.
So you need to give them away, mate.
Okay.
And I don't know which one to give them to, because it's not my show, it's yours, so it's either Lisa James or it's Paul Parker. Your choice?
Let's go for... We always like to hear a woman scream on a ghost hunt. So let's go for Lisa James with the ghost hunt,
shall we? Lisa James, I'll contact you later. And Paul Parker, there's a set of tickets there for you for Dorset. I'll call you later. Nick, thank you very much.
Cheers, Mike. And obviously, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for joining me this evening. Obviously, you can catch me every Tuesday, okay, on this station. So, mike.spiritfm. So, it's been a great experience, actually, and I'm really looking forward to the rest of the rest of the time that I'm going to have here. Yes, I'm going to be introducing more and more guests onto the show, maybe one next week, and I will talk more about my tree readings. If you want more information about tree readings, go to my website, www.nick-humphreys.com. It's all on there. You can email me and I'll explain it a bit more, or Skype, any way you want to, okay? And I will explain it all for you. It's been a great show, and I've loved the callers. I've been, a little bit nervous at the beginning, but obviously, it always has to be. So I shall leave you all there. Love and light to you all, and God bless.
Well, thanks for tuning in to the Nick Humphreys Medium Show. Don't forget, you can join Nick every Tuesday evenings at 9:30 p.m. UK time. It's 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can contact Nick on Skype, and also you can go to his Facebook page, Nick Humphreys International Medium. Also, go to his website, www.nick-humphreys.com. Love and light to you all.